Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 5th of August, the 217th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 148 days remaining until the end of the year. Can you believe it? Wasn't it just yesterday we were drawing up our New Year resolutions? How are you doing with those, by the way? Frankly, I can't even remember what mine was. So let's leave the past behind. Today is Independence Day for Burkina Faso. On this date in 1960, the country gained full independence from France. Maurice Yameogo was the first president. Did you know Burkina Faso means land of upright man? And who changed the name of the country from the French colonial name of Upper Volta in 1984? A man known as Africa's Che Guevara, Thomas Isidore Noel Sankara. Sankara seized power in a widely supported coup in 1983, vowing to rid the country of corruption. Sankara launched ambitious programs for literacy, land redistribution, tree plantation, infrastructure building, vaccination and health programs, and he was a great feminist, too. He outlawed female genital mutilation, forced marriages, and polygamy, and appointed women to high governmental positions, and encouraged them to work outside the home and stay in school, even if pregnant. See why he's called the Che Guevara of Africa? Of course, he was assassinated. But a week before he was, he said, "While revolutionaries as individuals can be murdered, you cannot kill ideas." He's remained a hero for many Africans, and at the end of the show, you'll hear a musical tribute to him from Alpha Blondie. In the meanwhile, happy Independence Day to our Burkinabe brothers and sisters.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
Okay, everyone, it's time for the quiz. On the 1st of July, Aiden asked you a question about China's giant pandas. The Germans had just welcomed a giant panda couple that week, who are now housed in a lavish compound at the Berlin Zoo, where they'll live for the next 15 years. Aiden asked you to send in their names, both in Chinese and in English. You are also to send in their ages and their weights. The answer is, the male is named Zhao King, which means darling in English. He's 7 years old and weighs 108 kilos. The female is named Meng Meng, which translates as sweet dream. She's 3 years old, and that sweet dream weighs just 77 kilos. Everyone is hoping for a baby, but female giant pandas are only fertile for 2 or 3 days a year. So let's keep our fingers crossed. The winners this week are Karatoya RFI Radio Listeners Club member Khadija Sultana from Sirajganj, Bangladesh, and Maminul Islam Sizan, a member of the Shapla Digital Radio Fan Club in Kuragram, Bangladesh. There are 3 RFI Listeners Club members on the winners list this week: Hans Werner Lolika from Hedehusen, Denmark, S.J. Agbula from Ekiti State in Nigeria, and P. Siva Shanmugam from Tamil Nadu in India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The question this week requires you to reflect, because it's about you. Ready? If you could be anyone, living or dead, for one day, who would that be, and why? Imagine you could magically become someone else. Who would you choose? Why? Again, if you could, for one day, become someone else, who would that be, and why would you choose that person? You have until September 25th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 30th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
A hearty welcome to our new RFI Club members, Abdul Alim Kamar from Kasur, Pakistan, and Jinabau Sirul Fuantama from Nijinikum in the northwest region of Cameroon. We have two new members from Assam, India, DK Dimple and Karobi Hazarika. From Awerawam Mantukwa in the Ashanti region of Ghana, there's Mohammed Ibrahim, who wrote, "I am a regular listener to your news broadcasts. Your news has helped to broaden my horizon on a variety of issues. Thank you." Mohammed Ibrahim, we're the one who thank you for listening and for taking the time to let us know that what we do matters to you. All my colleagues join me in thanking you for your note. If you would like to join the RFI Listeners Club, it couldn't be easier. Just send a note to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. Every time you enter a quiz, include your Listeners Club number, and if you win, you'll get a premium prize. The address again is english.service@rfi.fr. We have two new official RFI clubs to welcome. There's the RFI Fun Young Stars Club, Tarun Maitra, president in Murshidabad, India, and the Club RFI Monrovia, Liberia, with Lloyd N. Toh serving as president. A hearty welcome to both our new clubs. And RFI clubs, take note. As most of you know, Christelle in the Listener Relations Department has gone off to pursue new adventures. But before she left, she urged Sebastian and I to challenge you to a club contest. We thought and thought, and here's what we came up with. A humorous photography contest. This is what you have to do. Take a photo of your entire club membership with the RFI banner, doing something in the kitchen or something to do with cooking, which will make us laugh. So, put on your silly thinking caps, get out your pots and pans or whatever you choose, and get all your club members in the photo with the RFI banner and make us laugh. The deadline for entries is October 15th, and you'll all be receiving an official notice soon, but you can start thinking about it now.
आप सुन रहे हैं सोजन ओवेंसबी को साउंड किचन के साथ.
On to Sound Kitchen listener news. Congratulations to Farouk Ahmad, a brand new member of the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan, for his good schoolwork. He wrote that he's just been promoted to a new class with good marks and he's very happy. We are too, Farouk Ahmad. Congratulations to you. There are loads of new photos for you to look at on the English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. Most of them are from the first RFI English Club meetup, which was organized by that radio-crazed Shivindu Paul, the president of the Mitali Listeners Club and the coordinator of the RFI Students Club in Murshidabad, India. The meetup last month included the Mitali Listeners Club, the World Radio Club, the RFI International DX Radio Club, the RFI Women's Club, the Murshidabad Amateur Radio Society, the Family Radio Listeners Club, the IRL Club of Peace, the RFI Fan Club, the RFI Students Club, and the RFI Fun Young Stars Club. There were all sorts of activities and exhibits, from a drawing competition and tree planting program organized by the RFI Students Club to talks about RFI programs, ham radioing, DXing. There was even a philatelic exhibition corner. Wonderful initiative, Shivindu. Warm thanks to you and to all the participants. Listeners, be sure and check out the photos Shivindu sent of the meeting. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my good colleague, Alain Bleu, for so expertly putting the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. As promised, I'll play you out with a tribute to Burkina Faso's Thomas Sankara, written and performed by Alpha Blondie. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Sankara, Thomas Sankara, Capitaine Sankara, ce sont tes bras mots qui t'ont déjà, 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 déjà.
Mancha.
Sankara, Thomas Sankara, Capitaine Sankara, ce sont tes bras mots qui t'ont déjà, 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 déjà.
Mancha.
Un coup d'état, un coup d'état fini par toujours un autre coup d'état. Et les frères d'armes, tôt ou tard, deviennent ennemis. Et ça, je vous l'avais déjà dit. Le pouvoir se prend par les urnes et non par les armes.
Et non par les armes.
Hey! Sankara, Thomas Sankara, Capitaine Sankara, ce sont tes vrais mots qui t'ont déjà, 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 déjà.
Mancha.
De vengeance en vengeance, l'Afrique est tombée dans la déchéance. De vengeance en vengeance, l'Afrique, l'Afrique, l'Afrique est tombée, tombée, tombée dans la déchéance. Soif de pouvoir, c'est la boulimie du pouvoir, c'est la gourmandise du pouvoir. Hey! Sankara, Thomas Sankara, Capitaine Sankara, ce sont tes paramours, tes paramours, tes paramours, tes paramours qui t'ont déjà, 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 déjà. Oh, parle-moi de ce linge, de ce linge, de ce linge sale.
Oh, oh. Mais pas dans le sang.
Mais pas dans le sang. Pas dans le sang.
Le linge sale, c'est la bonne famille. Mais pas dans le sang.
Le linge sale, c'est la bonne famille. Mais pas dans le sang. Le sang, le sang, le sang de la famille. Hey! Sankara, Sankara, Capitaine Sankara,
sister, they're paramore, kito ja, eh. Tu sens tes frères de sang, tu sens tes frères de sang, qui ont versé ton sang, versé ton sang.